Masechet Shabbat, Perek Yudzayin, Mishnah Vav. Ha'aven Sheba Keruya. If a stone is in a pumpkin, and they use the pumpkin to draw water from the well, they would put a stone into a pumpkin because the pumpkin is light and will float on the water, and the stone that was placed on it would make it heavier. Imimalin ba ve'ena nofelet. If they draw the water with it, and the empty pumpkin and the stone, in it does not fall from it, then it may mimalinba. We may draw water with it on Shabbat because the stone is of no consequence in relation to the pumpkin. Im lav, im mimalinba. But if the stone is not well fastened within the pumpkin and it will fall out, then one may not draw water with it on Shabbat because the stone is muktza, and it is prohibited to move the pumpkin on account of the stone because it becomes a basis, it becomes a base to the muktza item, which is the stone. Zemora shehikashura batafiyach. If a long vine branch is tied to a tafiach. A tafiach is a type of a small earthenware bucket with which water is drawn from a well. Mimalin ba b'shabbat. One may fill the bucket using the rod on Shabbat because it is considered to be part of the bucket and the law of muktzah does not apply to it. Mishnah Zayin. A small introduction to the Mishnah. There's a prohibition, there's an Isser on Shabbat to erect a permanent tent because that falls under the category of Bona, which is building. The Chachamim, therefore, made a gzerah to prohibit to erect a temporary tent, a rai, lest one come to make a permanent tent. The Tanaim here will disagree. If aiding a temporary tent on Shabbat is considered making a temporary tent on Shabbat. Pikaka chalon, the stopper of a window, something to cover the window. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't have windows per se. Rather, they would use material to stop the window when necessary. For example, they put a wooden board if they wanted to cover the window over. So, pekaka chalon, the stopper of a window. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bizman shu kashur v'taloi. When the stopper is tied to the window and is suspended in the air, it's not dragging on the ground, then pokikin bo. They may stop with it on Shabbat. They may use it on Shabbat to stop the window, the imlav. And if it's not tied or if it's not suspended, or even if it is tied but it's dragging on the ground, then ein pokikin bo, they may not stop with it on Shabbat because it looks like he's adding to the structure, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's prohibited to add to a temporary structure. However, Chachamim omrim benkach umbenkach pokikin bo. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that in either case, whether it's tied or whether it is not tied, one may stop with it on Shabbat because it was designed from Erev Shabbat, from right before Shabbat, was designed for its purpose to be used on Shabbat as a stopper. Therefore, it's permitted to be used even if it's adding on to a temporary tent on Shabbat, and the halacha follows the Chachamim.